in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Bet 30b, about halfway down the page, a little bit further, and we are talking about the question that question of witnessing. When does witnessing combine? So we had Brita that taught us machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yeshua, then Korcha. Rabbanan said, you must witness together. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, you can witness separately. Okay? You saw in the second half, the Sefer, the Brita, discussed the same question in the case of testimony, testifying. Mm-hmm. Can you testify separately or can you testify? But that was that's the bit that we're still looking at. But not you need to witness together. What does it mean to witness together? It depends on what we're witnessing. So now we're looking at the case of alone, where there are two possible witness events. One is witnessing the loan itself, and the other is witnessing an admission by the defendant that
the debtor
that he actually owes the money. What's the Indian with this? What's the?
Because they're doing the book at 1:30.
Oh, yeah?
So we're going to look at English about the English ones, which I had the English ones, but somebody said they didn't bring back.
Ah.
So I put new ones out.
Okay. Nice. Okay. No, they're not doing this book.
Huh? They started.
That's what they're doing, this one. Oh, they're doing the Hebrew, but you're right, they're doing the Hebrew. That's the English first translation of the Hebrew. Right, okay. Very good. Okay.
Oh, this is the English?
Yeah, that's the English version of the book Rabbi Yeshua's teaching.
It's only 25 shekels. It's a very good book. Very well written. I asked Rabbi.
This is an ISBN number.
Rabbi Horowitz. Shmuel Horowitz is a great grandson.
Uh huh.
Grandson and great grandson, if he knew the author of that, Rabbi Bender's book. He said, no, he's not. This is a very credible man.
Where can you get this?
Here.
The store.
That's right.
You can borrow it here. It's in the library. Or you can buy it in the
Brussels. Yeah, work it in Brussels. Okay.
Tov, anyway, so we are looking.
So I'll change the. Change the podcast on these. Okay.
Okay, so we are looking at the question of witnessing. When do you have to witness together? What do you have to witness? What does it mean to combine the witnessing? We know that we need two. At the end of the day, we need two witnesses. What exactly do they have to witness? And when can we combine two witnesses that don't see the same thing at the same time, same place, etc.? So, in the case of a loan, there's two possible witnessing events. So the loan itself, and then there's someone admitting to the loan. So we're in the Gemara, and we are up to...
Rabbi.
Let's go from the top of page of 30b, 3. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef. Halfway down the page, the line begins with Ela Achad. So I end that line, Amar Rav Yosef. Ana Amina Mishmer de Ula. I say in the name of Ula. We heard differently in the name of Ula before. So now we've got Rabbi Yosef saying in the name of Ula differently now. Halacha Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, right? We follow Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, meaning what? That we can combine separate witnessing. Now we're going to have an argument throughout this about what it means that you can combine separate witnessing. What type of separate witnessing can you combine? We know that you can combine separate witnessing. They don't have to be the same witnessing. But the exact type of separate witnessing, that's what we're gonna see what that means. Bein b'karka'ot, bein b'metaltelin. Right? Says Rabbi Yosef, Ullah says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha holds both in land and in metaltelin, that you can combine witnessing.
So land and
movable property.
Rabbanan,
da'atu mechuza, the rabbis that came from Mechuza, Amrei, they said, Amar Rav Zera Mishmer de Rav, they said, Rav Zera said the name of Rav, b'karka'ot ein, or ayin, depending on who you listen to, aval lo b'metaltelin, but not b'metaltelin. B'karka'ot, yes, but not b'metaltelin. What does that mean? Meaning that this law that says that we are allowed to combine witnessing, we combine it in the case of land, but we don't combine it in the case of metaltelin, according to this second opinion. Top. Rav Latameh. That what we just said was given in the name of Rav. Right? The Rav says there's a difference between metaltelin and land. We don't combine metaltelin, but we do combine land. So Rav Latameh. Rav follows his own logic, his own reasoning. D'amar Rav, because we've heard that Rav said, Hoda'a acha hoda'a, an admission after an admission. Mitztarfei, they do combine. Halva'a acha halva'a, alone after alone, or halva'a acha hoda'a, or alone after an admission, lo mitztarfei, they don't combine. So like we said yesterday, what's the difference here? Why are they combining?
Did you skip the admission of only one?
Yes, I did. Hoda'a acha halva'a. Right. So two cases they combine, two cases they don't combine. Right? So one is that you saw the loan itself, and one is that you heard from the debtor that he owes the money. When did those two things combine? Two different witnesses. So if it's one witness, if there is a hoda'a, and then the next one has a hoda'a, right? That means two witnesses, one after the other. One hears an admission, and the other one also hears an admission. That's fine, right?
From
the same person. Reuben hears from the debtor on Sunday that he owes the money, and on Tuesday, the debtor admits the same thing to Moshe. So I've got two valid witnesses now. That's good. That joins together. Also, hoda'a acha halva'a. Also, an admission after a loan. That also joins together. If someone witnesses a loan on Sunday, and then the debtor admits on Tuesday that he made a loan, and admits that to someone else. So those two pieces of witnessing can combine together.
But it has to be the same information.
Yeah.
The same amount.
Yeah, the same stuff. They have the ability to combine. But we don't combine alone after alone or alone after an admission. What does that mean? It means two different loans. If one person sees a loan on Monday, on Sunday, and another person sees another loan the next day, we don't combine those two because they could be a different loan. Obviously, looks like it's a different loan, and we don't combine a loan after an admission.
It shouldn't
be the same loan. Yeah, presumably it can't be the same loan, right? Unless you gave it back. Well, it can't be the same loan. And the same thing with a loan after an admission. It can't be. The admission came first, so it must be a different. Right, it's logic. It's not rocket science. What he's saying that if the loan comes second, the second witness saw a loan, and the first witness had admission, so it's not the same thing. So in that order, it doesn't work. So it's not a big chiddush. Ashkechei Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, the Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. So Rav Nachman by Yitzhak met with Rav Yitzhak, sorry, met with Rav Huna, son of Rav Yehoshua. Amale said to him, Maishina halva'a acha halva'a delo. Why do we say what's different about a loan after a loan delo, that we say it's not accepted, right? We don't accept that as joining together. Why not? Demane de ka chaze hailo ka chaze. Sorry, demane de ka chaze hai lo ka chaze hai. Is it because this mane that he saw is not the same one as he saw? Right? The reason why we say that two people witnessing two different loans doesn't combine together is because they're two different loans. The money, the 100 zuz that this one saw being loaned, is not the same as the 100 zuz that this one saw being loaned. But argument then is, hoda acha hoda nami. What about an admission following admission? How do I know that admission following admission is not the same thing? Why? Amanedika mode kamehai, lo mode kamehai. The manner that this one admitted to is not the same as the manner that this one admitted to. Just like we said that the loan he saw wasn't the same loan. How do I know that two admissions weren't two different loans? Right? That's you see the argument? The argument that makes sense? Yes? No? I'm not seeing recognition.
I'm waiting for the notes.
Well, we're saying like this. We said that an admission following admission. So if Moshe admits on Monday to someone that he owes some money, he owes 100 shekel, and he tells you, I owe Fred 100 shekel. And then on Tuesday he says to someone else, you know, I owe Fred 100 shekel. So I've got two witnesses. We said they can combine. Right? But if two witnesses saw him lending 100 shekels to Fred on Sunday, and the next day someone else saw him lending 100 shekels to Fred on Tuesday, so we say they don't combine because it's two different loans, right? But the Gemara wants to argue and say, no, just because you say they're two different loans because you saw two different loans, why don't you say that about the verbal admission? When he says to one person on Sunday he owes him 100 shekel, or on Tuesday he says I owe so and so 100 shekel, maybe that's two different loans too. Why did you combine the first one, the verbal admittance, and assume that he was talking about the same loan? But the second one, where he actually saw the same loan, you say, no, it's two different loans. Maybe the first one was also two different loans.
But there's a difference.
Why?
Because they could say the purse was either black or white, or the money was new or old.
Currently not. Currently we only have... He saw him give a loan. He heard, we're talking about the fact he told him.
Right.
He told him he owed him money.
Right.
So
it's the same loan. I mean, but how can you assume there's two different loans?
It had nothing to do with purses or money. He's asking whether or not you can combine the fact that someone told me he owes him 100 shekel. That's all I know. He told me he owed me 100 shekel. Do you need anything else? No, he said 100 shekel.
No, but you're saying later about two different loans.
Yeah, but from the information I have, the witness walks into court. And you sit before the judge, and the judge says to him, so what can you tell me? He said, I don't know. I wasn't there when it happened. I have no idea when he loaned it, what money it was, what purse it was in. I have no idea. I wasn't even there. However, what I do know is I was having coffee with him, and he said to me, I owe so-and-so 100 shekel. So that's all I know.
Right.
And then he brings in the second guy. And the second guy, he said, what do you know? So he said, I wasn't there either. I never saw the loan. But I know that on a few days later, I was also having a drink with him in the bar, and he told me he owes so-and-so 100 shekel.
So how do you, if it's the same person, then how do you know it's not the same loan? Instead of two different loans.
So Rav says that's good witnessing. Those two witnesses combine, because they're both testifying that he owes him 100 shekel.
Right. Now,
but
for a loan and a loan.
But in the case of a halva'ah, when they saw two different loans, we said no. Why? It's obvious. If you saw two different loans, it's obvious it's two different loans. But the Gemara comes back and says, what for you is obvious in the second case, that you saw two different loans, and that's obvious, that it's two different loans. Why don't you accept that in the first case it could also be two different loans, but you accepted it? If you say two different loans is not good, why did we reject two different loans? Because it's two different loans.
Because one person saw that. That's why I mentioned that purse or the coins.
Why?
Because if it's...
Yeah, but here we don't care if it's the same loan. It's on a different day. It's obviously a different loan.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what purse it came out of. It's a different loan. It's on a different day. You can't repeat the same thing.
Right.
It is a different loan. But the question is, so what if it's a different loan? What's my logic here? Am I saying that... Here, let's draw it up. A gives loans to B. Right. 100
Sous.
Shekel.
Okay.
Shekel. No, fine. So let's stick with dollars, because we're using the dollar sign. Right? Nice star. Right? A loans to B 100 shekel. $100. We're in dollars now. Right? $100. Monday. Tuesday. A loans to B 100. Right. What are we saying? What's the problem with this? If these two guys go to court, the witnesses who saw the loan on Monday and saw the loan on Tuesday, and one says, I saw him lending money. Right, we haven't got, and we're assuming he hasn't paid back. Right, no one's saying he's paid back. Why is this not good witnessing? Why can't I combine the two?
Because they're separate days and separate loans.
Because they're separate loans. Forget the days, it could be on the same day. It could be one saw it at 4 o'clock and one saw it at 5 o'clock. Right, two separate loans is the point. Right, two separate loans. Loan one and loan two. Are we saying the logic why we're rejecting it is because it's two separate loans? But if you told me verbally that you loaned money to B, and then you told someone else that you loaned money to B, we accept that that combines. Why?
Because you're talking about the same loan. Assuming.
Or we don't care. We don't care if it's the same loan because we know he owes him $100.
So,
like, the fact that he owes him $100 is a given.
But in that case, with the actual seeing the loan, are you assuming he owes $200?
Yes. In this case, for sure he owes $200. But the fact that we are saying, we thought that we could say, that even though he owes $200, or for sure two loans, well, for sure, right, we accept two witnesses to do at least 100. Because for sure he owes at least 100.
Huh.
And that's why we accepted the verbal. When he said verbally he owes him 100, and then someone else said verbally we owed him 100, we didn't check to see if it was two different loans. We assumed that it was. And we don't care if it was two different loans. That's the argument that the Gemara is now suggesting. Is it the fact, why don't we suspect in the verbal case that there was two different loans? When he says to one person, you know, I owe David 100 shekel, and then he says to another guy, you know, I owe David 100 shekel, why don't we assume that there was two different loans?
Why don't we assume that it's two loans to 50? Because he would normally combine the loan.
You're right. There is that he would normally combine it. It's not the sort of thing people say. But that's it. It's a sophoric argument. It's not an argument based on the language that he used. What's not combining here? Are we not combining because of the witnessing was a different quality of a witness? That we're making a difference between hearing and seeing. We're saying hearing combines and seeing doesn't.
Well, one is an admission.
Right, it's a different. But what's a quality of the admission that allows us to accept two admissions, even though we don't know if they're the same?
It's a voluntary admission.
But we don't allow them to accept two different two seeings.
But also, when someone's doing a witnessing, the lender has to declare, you're a witness. We covered this before.
Yeah, but that's not good. That doesn't impinge on this question. You're right, but it's not relevant to what we're looking at now. Tov, hold that, because we're going to see, because of that argument, the Gemara is now going to reassess what we allow. We said we allow an admission after an admission. Right? We said initially, Rav said, if someone admits and then we have another admit, then that combines. One says, right? But now, because of this argument, the Gemara rejects that and says, no, you know what? It's not necessarily true. It doesn't necessarily combine if someone admits and says, this is the loan. The admission is Monday, I owe $100 to Fred. I hope Fred's okay with that. Tuesday, I owe $100 to Fred. Right? That's two admissions. Two different people. Right? This is the admission. This is witnessing the loan itself. So when we have two admissions, when do they combine? So now we're going to limit it and say there's a criteria for when these combine. If two people hear admission, when do those combine? Damre le lahai batra. Only when he says to the last one, the second one of the on Tuesday. Bahai mana de odi le kamach. This manner which I am admitting to you now. Ode le nami kame ploni. I also admitted to ploni. When he says on Tuesday, who's this? On Monday, he says to Moshe. On Tuesday, he says this to Yitzchak. Right? So now the Gemara says, this only combines if Moshe and Yitzhak turn up to court. And Moshe says, he told me on Monday he owes $100. And Yitzhak comes and says, he told me on Tuesday I owe $100 to Fred. They don't combine. Right? Because we threw that out on the basis that, well, if this doesn't combine, there's no reason why this should combine. Right? If we don't allow this, then this is also, the logic should also not hold. But when do I allow this?
When both parties have been told. The first,
when the second guy has been told, when Yitzhak was told by the debtor, I owe $100 to Fred, and this is the same $100 I admitted to Moshe yesterday. We have to have
but also
proof.
Moshe has to
we
know.
Have to have proof that, forget Moshe for a minute.
Okay.
We have to have proof that this is the same $100. Otherwise, we're back into the same as two loans. If I don't have proof that they're not, then they might be two separate loans like this is. So I need to have the second guy tell the second guy that this witnessing that I'm telling you now, this admission, is the same admission as the one I admitted yesterday. And then we have some proof that we are actually talking about the same loan. And then we can combine them. Okay.
But then it says we have to also first witness also is told that the second one.
So then the Gemara says, Akati Batra Yada. Fine. It's okay that the second one now knows. Yitzhak now knows that he's hearing an admission that was told yesterday to Moshe. So Yitzhak knows.
But if he says, I owe Fred, I owe $100, I gave Fred a loan yesterday for $100. That's not good enough. Could he still talking about another loan?
Yeah, if we just had the blue.
It has to have to be.
And it's the same one that I admitted to Moshe.
Otherwise, it still could be another loan.
Yeah. Maybe it might not be, but we can't combine the testimonies without what we're trying to do. We're trying to say that these two are the same. Because otherwise we don't allow. I remember Rabbanan say they need to witness together. And we're breaking from that witnessing together to allow them to combine, but only in narrow circumstances. Okay, so now the Gemara says, now it's fine that the fact that now Yitzhak knows that he's hearing an admission that also was heard by Moshe, right? He's being told, by the way, I also told this to Moshe yesterday. But what about Kamaloyada? But Moshe didn't know. Moshe didn't know that his witnessing was also being told to Yitzhak the next day, obviously, because it hadn't happened yet.
Then he has to go back to Moshe.
Well, hold on. What's the problem with that? See, initially we thought that the problem was we need to tie these two together to make sure they're talking about the same loan. What do I care if Moshe knows? I just need someone to tie these two together. Some bit of evidence that shows that they're the same loan. Right, and I apparently have it now with Yitzhak. When you tell Yitzhak this is the same loan, that should be enough. Because I now have a statement from the debtor that admits that this is the same loan we're talking about. I have evidence that they're not two different loans. So why do I need also Moshe to know? So that's the Rashi.
Moshe has to know that he told Yitzhak.
Yeah.
All parties have to be informed.
Yeah. Right. He also has to know the same testimony, Rashi says, he's missing a bit. Moshe currently is missing a bit of information. He's got a different testimony. He's just got a testimony about $100 stam, but he's got a testimony about $100 that is the same $100. So they're not testifying necessarily. They haven't got the same testimony. Right, a crucial part of the testimony is missing. The fact that it's the same $100, only Yitzhak knows that. Moshe doesn't know that. Moshe at this point doesn't know it's the same $100. He just knows that I was told about $100. Is it the same $100 that Yitzhak was told by? I don't know. Moshe doesn't know.
So he could assume that.
When Moshe comes into court and says he's giving a testimony about what happened, he says he told me he owes him $100. And the court says to Moshe, is it the same $100 that your co-witness Yitzhak is testifying about? Moshe says, I don't know. How do I know if it's the same $100? Yitzhak knows, because Yitzhak was told it was the same $100. But Moshe doesn't know. So Moshe can't give that testimony that it's the same $100. So I also need not only the fact that the debtor told Yitzhak that this is the same $100 that I admitted to Moshe, also need the ha'azil amale lekama haimana de odela kama odela nami kama ploni. The next words in the Gemara, that he has to go back to the first one and say, that loan that I told you about on Monday, you should know I also admitted it to Yitzhak on Tuesday. If these are going to combine as valid combination, two together, he has to go back and inform him of the missing piece of information that he doesn't know, which is that I'm also witnessing the same thing, or I later witnessed the same thing to Yitzhak, and it's the same loan that we're talking about. So now in court, when he's giving testimony, he can give testimony that, number one, I heard the debtor tell me that he owes $100 to Fred. And number two, it's the same $100 that he also told me that he admitted to Yitzhak as well.
Why is he telling people this?
Why he would do that is not... Meaning, it might never happen. It might never happen, but we're talking about how could you ever get a case of two witnesses who didn't witness the same thing at the same time to combine. You can. Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch is right. The halacha is, you can have such a thing where two witnesses combine. How could it be? So initially we thought, you just have two witnesses, it's fine. But now we narrow that down and say, no, it doesn't work. It would only work if you had two different witnesses. And it wasn't alone. It was an admission. And the admission, he admitted it. And not only did he admit it to one, he had to actually go back and admit it to both. Each time we're narrowing down the case of where this thing could happen. Meaning that you're going to end up at the end of the day with such a narrow case that in 6,750 years, it's never happened. And it never will happen. That you're actually going to find this scenario. But lefiyah halakha, if it did, it would validly combine. But I don't care whether or not these things happen in law. What my intention is of the Gemara is to work out what the halacha is, what's possible.
But one reason...
What does the Torah mean when it says I need two witnesses? Right? What does Hashem mean when I say I need two witnesses? You'll find, I might never find two witnesses who ever go through this convoluted process.
What does it mean that I'm telling you that I owe $100 to Fred? What does it mean?
You owe $100 to Fred.
Why am I telling you? So that you know that I owe him $100?
Why? It doesn't matter. I can create scenarios, but it doesn't really matter.
There is, because if there's a dispute on the amount...
Now, but why would he say it in the first place is Rav Ram's question. Why would you admit it in the first act in case there's how much?
In case there's a dispute on
the amount.
And
okay.
When
you want to
due.
Limit the amount. And when it's due.
And when it's due.
And when it's due. And then he could get caught in it.
Meaning
initially he told it to have witnesses because he wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to get stung for more or to bring it less. And so you be a witness, I just lent him $100 and it was only $100 and it was due back in around 3 weeks. And I need another witness. Oh, let's find another witness. And I'm going to tell another witness. And then... I went and learned the halacha and realized that he doesn't know it's the same money. By the way, this is the same witness. And then I go back to him and say, this is the same witness. Yofi. We can set it up that way. And then he gets called to court on it. Because these things always turn around, right? That now he doesn't want to pay. He used to be, right? His best friends never... Why do you always do that? I was a corporate lawyer. Did quite a few partnership agreements. Partners come together, they want to start a business. Best friends, be best friends in high school, kids, right? Start a business. And like, yeah, we're going to do this together. We're going to be 50-50 everything. Right, we don't really need a contract, but we need something. Like, trust me, you need a co-advisor. You're the best friends now, but... It all goes out the window and hooted.
My grandfather always said,
"I'm going to be 10 minutes after."
For what?
You make a partnership, cut off your right hand.
Why? Give it to the other guy.
And ask for it back. Right, he's never going to cut off your right hand.
And there's something in Yiddish which I don't. The best way to break up a friendship is to start a business.
Right. So here, he maybe right at the beginning, he's admitting everything's good. And now he doesn't want to pay it back. So now he's being dragged into court with these two guys as witness. But I thought he was going to be... Right, that before I realized he was a lying, cheating, losing. Right, now I know I'm not giving you the money back. You owe me. Everyone's got their rationalization.
I have a good partner. He's not even in this world. And he's happy and I'm happy.
Poor question. You're very lucky. Job.
Always say partners.
You said he's not in this world?
Yeah.
His name is Ravina.
His name is Reb Michal Dorfman.
Yofi.
It's okay. Don't think everything is bad.
So does that mean that a mafia partnership is good?
I don't know. The Gemara didn't ask that question. Amale, it probably does somewhere. You just need to find it. Everything's in here. Turn it, keep turning it. Right, so are we okay? So now we've found the case of where this does exist. Where we're holding now is, we do hold by Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, you can have separate witnesses that combine together. Where? Is it a very narrow case? But that's a halacha. You don't need, like Rabbanan say, that they witness together. But if they didn't witness together, you need to have a case where he admitted it to two separate people, and he told each one that you'd admitted the same thing to the other person, Yofi, in order to combine the two. Good. Amale, he said to him, right, he's after having heard this explanation, Tanuach datach shehit nachachta et dati. May your mind be at ease that you place my mind at ease. Thank you very much for sorting out their problem. Right? I was worried, right? He was worried that how we could have two admissions, because in his mind, two admissions are the same as two loans. How can we square Rabbi? So now I have this explanation of how we can have two admissions, so now my mind's at ease. Amale, so he said back to him, "My nichuta, why are you at ease? De Rava ve'itamei Rav Sheshet, because Rava, and some say it was Rav Sheshet, Shadaba Narga, he threw at it, or he swung at it, an axe."
Narga, he tells him, axe?
Narga. Yeah, from I think that's what we call a... What's he call a... A wood...
A
guy who works with wood. Is a Nagara. No, it's a Nagara, not a Narga. Top.
Some carpenter or...
Carpenter.
It's definitely related.
Yeah.
Nagara. Wood chopper.
Yeah. Sounds close enough. Anyway, that's our chiddush for today. Top. So he swung an axe at it. Why? How did he swing an axe? He said, why are you happy with that explanation that we just given? Rav, and some say Rav Sheshet, swung an axe at it. He cut it down. Broke it. Broke this explanation. How? Lav hainu hoda'a aha hava. Is this not the case of hoda'a hava, of an admission after a loan? What's he saying? He's saying, in our, if we go back a bit to the ruling of Rav that we started the class off today with, we said in two cases we accept that the witnesses can be combined, and in two cases they can't be combined. We said in the case of hoda'ah ahar hoda'ah, an admission after an admission, they can be combined. And an admission after a loan. First it was a loan, and then later on he admitted that loan to someone else. In those two cases it can be combined. But in the other two, it can't be. So we discuss the case now of where actually can the admission following an admission be combined. We said it's a very narrow case. Only if he admitted to both. Each one, that this is the same thing that I admitted to someone else. We're going to break the logic now by saying this should be the same case as the admission after a loan. If you have this case of a loan followed by an admission, that was your two witnesses. Witness one saw the loan, and witness two came in and said, he told me he just made the loan. I owe $100 to Fred.
Okay.
Right? It must be that this also needs to have this bit.
Yeah.
And I admit that, because otherwise the logic is flawed. Surely, when these two witnesses don't know they're talking about the same loan. Just like here we said, we don't know it's talking about the same loan until each one is told that it is. We had this requirement. This is a requirement to make that stick. So too, in the case of an admission after a loan, that we said was also okay, we allow that. The same logic must apply. We must have the debtor saying, and by the way, this is the same $100 that I loaned on Tuesday in front of Yaakov. Right? In front of Yaakov. Yaakov and Moshe are now two witnesses. And I have to go back to Yaakov and tell Yaakov, by the way, that loan that you saw me give on Tuesday, I just told, this is now Wednesday, I just told Moshe about it on Wednesday. I admitted it to Moshe. So they both have this extra bit of information. That has to apply even in this case of an admission following a loan. Because it's the same logic. We need it here. So also we need it in this case. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah? So because we need it in both cases, so the sparrow here is that why does it, it's not such a strong kasha, in my opinion, my humble opinion, like why not, right? But the sparrow is, why do I need both? If both of them are based on the same logic, the fact that they both apply only in the narrow case of where I told both of them of the existence of the other one, then there's no chidush between the two cases. And normally I don't bring two separate cases if there's no chidush between them. So because there's no chidush, that's why the Gemara says that it's not a good explanation. Amale, so he says to him, we don't answer the question, by the way. We're going to see now, this is the end of the sugya. We destroy that argument, but we don't replace it with anything else. So actually where we're holding is not clear. But Tov, Amale says to him, Hainu d'shmeh li alaychu, this is what I heard about you. Deremitu diklei v'zakafitu lehu, that you cut down trees and then you resurrect them, you replant them, you bring them back up again. Here, I don't know why he said this, and I haven't got a comment on it. Here, he did the opposite. Let me see, Rashi. Shatem. Moshanim, Kotsasim, Kedim, Chosrim, Notin, Otan, Kloma, Bonim, Sotrim. Build and destroy. Shapirashtemli, Krishya, Vachazatim, Vasatatim. Because you gave me a. Yeah, because Rashi explains here. You gave me an explanation, then you came back and you gave me a Krishya to ruin it. Which is the opposite of what he just said. He said, you chop down trees and then we plant them. And really, they planted a tree and then chopped it down. We ended up by destroying the argument, not building it. Even though Rashi says that what he means is they build and destroy, that they destroy and build. Here they actually did the other way around. Tov. Ad kan hayom.
Well, you missed the last sentence, which is even more important.
What? Where?
The Hardians say.
What, the next page?
Yeah.
No, that's a whole different thing. That's not the next. That's the next. It's the Hardians view. It's the next opinion. Not the end of the. You're right. It's continuation of this.
Right.